as the snow across the tundra and the rain across the skies and the rain across the skies.
I remember when I was young, watching fishing shows, me and my sister used to watch quite a bit. This fishing show where they went to Great Slave Lake and Great Bear Lake. And here I am in this neck of the woods, about to take a canoe trip for 34 days in the wilderness of the Canadian Arctic. You know, I've given a lot of thought of what I want to convey in this film. And driving up here, I've gotten various impressions from people. Many people know it's a very isolated area, that it's a trip in the wilderness, that it's a very long trip. And the tendency is to think of this as going into the wilderness, and I've never really taken trips for that reason. I've enjoyed most trips in areas where people still live, where there's a healthy ecosystem, where people are still a part of that. And for me, this trip is very much in that sensibility. I don't feel like I'm really getting away from things. I don't feel like I'm disappearing into a place that is disconnected from everything else. I really feel like I'm going somewhere, that I'm traveling to something. And for me, this sense of where I'm going is back to something concrete, something primal, something basic in the human spirit and how we and how we exist and live in the world and have a relationship to the world. And these next 34 days are going to be an opportunity for me to experience that and to celebrate that.